Welcome back.
Welcome back,
everybody. To the Tim Hawkins Podcast. I, of course, am Heather Hawkins.
And I am Tim.
Of course, that's a joke.
Thank you for
I am
being
Tim.
Here.
This is Heather. And these are our boys. We're not starting out this way.
Weird.
Let's restart
this
again.
That's
a weird way to kill a dog. And action.
All right, guys. Welcome back.
Here we are.
Our parents obviously are not here.
They're in Cancun, living it up.
Yeah.
Leaving us here in the 0 degree weather.
This is our fourth time in Cancun in the last 7 months.
I have control of the board thing.
Well, we got some good news.
I'm going to have a good time.
Yes. I think we actually said it on the last pod.
Oh, perfect.
We did.
Well, then that's why
she's
gone.
She is still cancer-free as of a week ago.
Do the board.
Do the board.
That was your one chance.
Wrong one. What was that?
It's the one on the right.
Is that you?
That's not me.
What am I looking for?
That
I thought
you.
That's somebody else.
That's the first one I did.
No.
Oh, bad start.
It was. He might not be able to hear it.
I'm looking for the hotel one.
Oh.
The hotel? Perfect. Okay. So.
Anyways. That does actually go because they're in
a hotel in Cancun.
In Cancun.
A hotel.
Oh, yeah.
The hotel.
But yeah, mom went back. She's bringing her things that she does back there. The things that they are, who knows?
That's actually our right. First segment is called Name All of the Things That She Brought Back from Cancun.
Oh. No, I think she's bringing them back to Cancun.
Yeah.
Like the ones
she
that
sent
she brought.
Me a picture of some really cool shoes she was going to give me. I want to get you guys' input on them.
Oh my gosh. Did she send him? Is it the same
these
one she sent?
Send him to Levi.
Yeah.
Send him to Levi.
I'll send him to Levi.
No.
So send him to the screen.
No,
just airdrop
send
him.
Send him to me. I'll send him to Liv.
Airdrop him.
Yeah.
Liv will send those in an email to Levi.
Yep.
I airdropped it to Liv.
I got confused.
I got you. No, that's right.
That works.
All right, everybody.
Oh gosh. Yeah, they're really good though. She said they're cooler in person. Some guy from California was wearing them.
Uh-oh.
I said
she already knows.
I asked her a question about.
All right,
those are cool.
Who?
No,
I'd wear those.
You would
not the colors, but
it's like a wear those. Cut that out.
I would like to point out that the guy she met wearing them.
Mark that, Brendan.
Did not like women. That is her words, not mine.
Oh,
but we'll just put
that
out there.
I thought he was like a hater of women.
He's just a misogynist.
The way that you made that sound, yeah.
He's just a misogynist. Some misogynist was wearing these.
I'm kind of scarred from last time. I can't say any of those words. Can't
right.
Be canceled.
Oh, I cut it out.
You cut it out?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything wrong, people.
Heck yeah.
I can't get canceled again.
Can't be canceled because...
Can't get canceled again.
We have
not
editors.
Again.
I'll lose my...
Thank you, editors.
Tens of fans.
Did she not send you the picture of the other ones?
No, that's
I have
all
the
I got.
So those ones right in front of it with like the blue straps, they're like blue velvet... Strap, they're really bad.
They're
very bad.
Honestly, looking at it more, I think I'd rock them.
Man, okay, so when I go to get my hair done, they have like fashion shows playing up on the TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at an all-time low. It's so bad.
Fashion?
It's just like skeletal people wearing like potato sacks.
Oh, we are.
Okay.
And it's the saddest thing.
People. Hey, at least we're back to skeletal people and not whales.
You know what?
Swimming
both are bad. Both are bad.
Let's put this whale in some high heels. Cut that.
I know why.
You just cut everything.
The name of this podcast is Cut That.
That's a good idea.
I know why the models are so skinny and they look plain. It's because it's supposed
Bulimia.
To showcase the fashion and not the person.
Boo.
Well, the fashion is horrendous, so
yeah, it's
they
really
need
bad.
To get a little meat on the bones.
It's called avant-garde. I never understood avant-garde, though. The avant-garde is when they wear the big, like, almost costume-like stuff. It's not even ready to wear.
I actually looked into avant-garde because I was looking into art, and I don't get it.
Yeah, I really don't. I still avant-garde. Don't understand it.
I don't even know what that word means.
I wrote it down somewhere.
Avant-garde is French for annoying outfits, I think.
No, okay. It's like... Let me just look it up before I spew nonsense, but
yeah. Anyways, I never understood it.
New and unusual or experimental ideas, especially in the arts.
Yeah.
Or the people introducing them.
Let's experiment with an impossible outfit to wear.
It's just experimental.
Yeah.
Avant-garde is just different, I guess.
It's pointless.
Huh. Isn't that like,
just
have
different.
You heard of camp? It's like a type of style.
Hold up.
They had it as like a theme at the Met Gala. Years ago.
Camp?
But I think it's kind of similar to what you're saying.
Like camping?
Avant-garde.
Campings.
I mean, it probably
Diana
is.
Style. It's like... Oh.
Oh. Nice. Avant-garde.
Avant-garde hypersonic missile.
Ukraine war.
Looks like a...
Avant-garde hypersonic missile.
This can outmaneuver any defense. This is... Oh my gosh. This is what camp is?
Woo.
Were you wearing readers?
What? Yeah, those hurt.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I already had a headache too, so that was stupid.
Is
less is more.
Is it like things that kids at camp would draw?
I think it's like supposed to be over the top.
Okay, well, they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's all demonic.
It's all demonic. Probably. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, seriously. It's all materialism and, I mean,
McDonald's. What is this?
It is
that's
the Hunger
literally
Games.
Okay. Can we talk about that? Because
please.
I believe wholeheartedly, and it just
I'm gonna stop looking at this.
Continues to become this that Hollywood that is the Hunger Games. Okay,
please.
You have
us.
All these weird hosts, like interviewing these people who are technically doing nothing.
Yeah.
And
getting
paid
like,
millions.
You're like, how did she base? Who did she base this off of? It. You know,
also,
it looks like it was based off of Hollywood when you watch the Hunger Games.
It's like, I feel this way sometimes with football. You know, when the football players will like, they'll be like tossing, like they'll do the little movement thing and then they'll be like tossing the football. You know, like it'll be like the quarterback and it's like the graphic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It gives me hunger.
Almost like vibes. It's almost like a gif of the person.
Yes. Yeah. And they'll be like on the screen and they'll be like.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know that.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyways.
It was the whole.
So
premise.
Pretty much Roger Goodell is Snow.
Eric Snow.
Actually, a little bit.
Who's Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
He's the chocolate guy.
No, right. He's the NFL commissioner.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Godiva. That's the commissioner.
No,
that's Lady Godiva.
Right.
The song.
Now that we've cleared that
all
up.
Right. Well, you guys don't know anything.
You guys are idiots.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yep.
But anyways.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. We watched the Golden Globes.
Yep.
And I was like, what?
It's rough out there.
What? Who is this for, first of all? And why am I watching it?
Yeah.
It's almost like watching it. It's almost like a meme now. I don't know.
You have to watch it.
It's uncomfortable because like the people that are there probably think it's awesome. I don't really know.
Maybe they know.
Maybe they
Maybe
do
they're
know.
Starting to know that like
how could
we don't
not?
Like it.
Yeah.
But. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Luke.
I'm not to say.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking about kind of the whole, because we have access to all entertainment at all times.
Yeah.
How obsolete, like.
Entertainment is.
Entertainment is. And then also, but more specifically, I was thinking about, like, news. Like, just the local news.
Yes, I can't believe the news is still on.
My buddy turned on the local
Dude,
news yesterday.
Yes.
And I was like, is this like a joke? Is this like a joke news thing? He goes, no, this is just the news.
The local news, yeah.
And it was like the weather. And I'm like, this took 9 minutes to tell me something I could look at
there's
in
a lot,
8 seconds.
There's a lot of old people still.
There's a lot of old people.
There's a lot of old people.
Yeah.
There's too many.
Like they wake up and they turn on the news.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, these people have full-time salary jobs doing the news.
Yeah.
So somebody's funding them.
Somebody has to be watching it. But yeah, I mean, I understand local news more than like global news or like bigger stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like,
I have nothing
really,
to say, actually.
I don't really know if I want to know about what's happening on a random island.
Local pervert.
Yeah, it was that
dog walking.
You know what?
Like,
I'd like to know that. I'd like to know that there is a pervert on the loose
that can walk my dog.
Local pervert in a green vest,
no,
wearing two pairs of glasses.
I gotta go, guys. I actually have something I gotta get to. But yeah, I mean, we were watching Parks and Rec, and some of the like greatest parts of that show are Joan Calamezzo on the local Pawnee,
incredible
Pawnee Now, and just how seriously she takes it all is just very funny. And, but yeah, we were just watching that last night.
Yeah, but that like Golden Globes is like, I don't know. I don't even know where to watch the Golden Globes.
TV. Yeah, it was actually.
I had to guess.
Yeah, I mean, I had to like research it. I don't know. That's the issue. Like what I hate about there being so much entertainment is that everyone's kind of in their own world of entertainment. Back in the day, it was way more fun of like, we all watched SNL Saturday night, and then Monday morning at school, we'd be like, dude, did you see that funny sketch? Whatever. Like,
yeah, but we still have that, though. Not with really. Memes. I mean, I have that with me.
I think you're right.
Because like, my buddy's like, oh, did you see this one? I go, yeah.
But then but here's the only issue is like, yeah, I already saw that. It's not like, now let's talk about how funny this meme is.
Yeah.
It's less.
I see both.
But what more is there to say about it?
What like, more is there to say about
it? You read the 10 words of the meme. Well, the other ones, you're like, for SNL, you're acting out or you're talking about the plot line of a show or. There's more to it than just
quotable.
Well, that's a bad example.
Because it's a good example.
Not, yeah, it's actually a pretty good example.
What is it?
I think.
Oh, he said, "I think you should leave."
I was quoting that for months.
Yeah, never heard
I've
of
never
it.
Watched that.
Never heard of it.
Everyone, don't cancel me again, please.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
speaking of which, he got a Emmy for that show.
He did. Really?
Tim Robinson got an Emmy for I Think You Should Leave.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
Well deserved. There is hope, everyone. There
and that was
hope.
The first time I'd ever seen him be serious.
Be a normal person.
Yeah.
And I was like, go back to the other.
He did make one joke. He said, it's on Halloween paper. His speech. So
yeah,
it's unfortunate how much we look like him.
We really do.
We do a little bit.
Poor monster.
I was talking to
him. Yeah, pull him up.
We do, don't we?
Like, yeah, you look just like him. I was like, no, I don't. And I looked at it for like an hour. I was like,
a full hour. You're like,
Yeah.
Ooh, weird.
Yeah. It's Spencer.
I mean, he's right. Just
hot.
Yeah, but
more Spencer than any of us, probably, if I had to guess.
Hey,
it is.
Pause everything, guys. Pause this whole show.
Look at it.
Looks like. Ah, jeez.
Yeah, take the glasses off. Yeah.
Your other glasses.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a smaller.
I look nothing like that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You're actually dressed like a hot dog. So is that guy.
Oh, look at him.
So cute.
Short Kang.
I love him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm wearing that shirt at the very bottom middle. I'm not wearing it. I own it.
It's a good shirt.
Hey, he's not a bad looking dude.
He's not a good looking dude.
He's not a good looking dude. But he's also what, 42?
Hey, we have really good personalities, okay?
So does he.
So does he.
Exactly.
It's true.
Exactly.
So it works.
Speak for yourselves.
I look nothing like you guys. I'm beautiful.
I was going to ask us some questions.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had a pretty interesting growing up childhood. And since this is Dad's podcast, you know, might be fun to talk about it a little bit. Don't you think?
Yeah,
for sure.
Hit me with a question.
No. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say, like, something I've realized in my life is a sense to be, like, great or a sense to... Don't mock my serious question.
I just don't agree.
You are younger, so it may not affect you as much. But
that's true. You don't know.
Yeah,
anything.
You didn't grow up in the era we did.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
No, but I'm genuinely serious. Like, I feel like growing up, I've always been like, I have to do something remarkable or amazing or, you know, important. I would say because. You know, we had a dad who pursued his dreams and succeeded.
And did the very important job of making animal noises on stage.
Correct.
For thousands of people.
Correct. But
I think
I don't know. I just think it's interesting because it's like not like when like growing up you don't think it's abnormal, but then when you are older and you are in the real world, you're like, oh, this is not normal. Like people are like not thinking the way that I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right.
And it's kind of hard to be like, it's okay to be ordinary, you know? It's like, that's not like a
absolutely
bad thing. And to me, it's like actually
wait until you have children. That'll really bump up that feeling of, definitely. Okay, so I took it that way for a little while.
Yeah.
But then I also looked at other people who could have done amazing things, but were told... to just be normal, go get a normal job. Like my best example, like this isn't a knock on him, but I think my father-in-law could be literally an inventor.
Yeah.
He comes up with so many funny, amazing ideas, but then I'm like, we should make that happen. And he's like, no, like I don't, this or that, or I have this reason or that reason. And I think too, that's kind of to his detriment of like having a family that didn't like say, yeah, totally. Let me come up with a business. Like mom and dad have done that a lot of like, come up with a business plan. We'll give you some like money to help you, or we'll help you grow that, or help you figure out a way to make the money for it.
Yeah.
So I choose to think that it was more of a blessing than kind of a curse. Mm-hmm. I wish that maybe it was given, like that idea was given to me a little bit more realistically.
Yeah.
Of like, yes, you can do everything, but with that comes a ton of hard work.
Right.
And a ton of like difficulty to get to that. I think because naturally as a parent, like I understand the struggle for them to get where they are now because of like where we were when like I was younger, you and I, we would like travel around to go like dad doing the shows at the jail.
Right.
And we'd be pretty much living in a car or living in the hotels. And then flash forward to Jackson living in a mansion
and his whole life
feeling like he doesn't really need to do anything. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to go flying tomorrow.
Dang. Yeah. You gotta make more money.
Yeah. It is a big jump, but like to at least like understand, okay. Yeah. That you can do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
I just think we have we do have an interesting perspective on the world, and I just think like it'd be kind of, I don't know. It's just interesting to like talk about it.
I was thinking about this earlier because it lines up a bit, but this whole idea of what maybe I perceive as possible versus what other people perceive as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like kind of what you're talking about, but like there's the potential, like we can see a bigger potential in thing. Or sorry, I say we, this is, I can't speak for everybody, but like I'll look at things in terms of the potential that it might be, like that it could be.
Sure.
Because I come from the viewpoint of if you really want something to be big, you just got to work really hard on it.
Yeah.
And then just hone the craft. So like watching dad kind of come from, you know, he started full time when I was born, and then seeing the whole progression and working with him, you're kind of like anything has the potential to be awesome. You just kind of got to work for it. And then it's just like learning how much to work for it. And I feel like that's a good thing because then you're like, you have the mindset of you can think bigger. Mm-hmm. But I think the problem that I've had is I'm like, I don't see a potential for any of this to be worth the time and effort and energy to put into it.
Oh, I get that.
So like I was thinking about this earlier today, and this is kind of like, cause I like this weird, I don't know, this, it's just like a feeling of like, I don't really want to do anything mundane, but I also don't want to do nothing.
Sure.
Cause I'm not really doing anything. Yeah. I'm just like, literally, you know,
other than balling out of control, playing
other than car getting simulator, on car the simulator, and living the dream, but also, but like that's a good point. It's like it's a bit different because I do have the idea of like what I need, what I could be doing could be amazing and huge,
sure.
But I'm like, I need to kind of see the potential of what I'm doing,
If
I don't rather than see just that,
like engulfing yourself in something you like, you're kind of like, is this going to be worth my while? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah,
like, is this worth that?
Is it worth it? Because
I know it's possible.
Exactly. Because you're like, it is possible, but I'm like, I see the work. I saw, you know,
what it takes.
23 years of my dad being like, I'm going to go away for 4 days a week every week for 18 years straight.
Yeah.
And then maybe have a month off here and there. And so it's like, that was the whole approach of just like, you got to just, if you're going to do it, you're going to really only do it.
Right.
And I have a hard time seeing, that's what I feel like. I have a hard time seeing like the short-sightedness of things.
Yeah. Well, the day-to-day.
Yeah, the day-to-day. And that's mainly because I don't look for it. But like, it is because it's like, you look at something like that and you're like, that's huge. That was a big thing.
Right.
And there was already that potential for it. Now, what's my thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure from other people or like, because I'd say like growing up, you know, it's like a pastor's kid. Like they just get more pressure and they're expected to be a certain way.
Yeah.
We're different because we're like in the realm of a pastor's kid, but not at all.
Right. Yeah.
That's really
so it's like, it's just a weird thing where it's like, we'll go to these places and these people, like, they expect us to be hilarious. They expect us to be super personable.
Your dad funny at home.
Right. They expect us to be all these things. And
no,
it's like,
he's a big jerk.
Partially, I think that's good for us because it has helped us be like, probably like more outgoing, more inclusive. I don't know about funny, but you know,
I mean,
you could say what you want. But, like,
I mean, look
you know.
At my wig.
Have you seen my
wig? Have you seen how funny I am? I am dressed like our father on Christmas morning.
But, like, I don't know. I just think it's interesting because...
It is. Yeah, it's like you have... It's interesting coming into a situation and knowing that people know something about you.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know
nothing
about
them. Yeah.
And so I'm just like, so it was... You know, I'm a people pleaser. So it's like, for me, it's like, I do really enjoy talking to people. So like anytime people ask me about stuff like that, like I love it. I loved being growing up around it.
Yeah, I think it's sweet, actually.
I'm like, it's
I really do.
Like,
no, I do
they're
too.
Like, is your dad funny at home? I'm like, I mean, he's a dad, but yeah, he's funnier than most.
Yeah.
And then, but it's just like, it's an insane life already.
Right. Cause we're growing up like going on the road all the time, like not really. I mean, obviously we did school, but like we did school
did
at home.
Barely any.
You know, I don't
did
know.
Bare minimum.
Like, yeah, I mean, I just feel like our life was a lot different. Like, and I'm only realizing this honestly from like marrying Luke and seeing his life and being like, oh, holy crap. Okay. What? Like, it's just so different. And like, I don't know. Like, I think there's good things and there's bad things to it.
Definitely.
Just like there is with everything. But I just think it was cool. Like, I think we're so lucky. And I also think that it does, like, it is hard to be like, oh, it's okay to, like, do what I, like, it's okay to be a software engineer. It's okay to, like, be a construction worker. It's okay. Like, those things are cool.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah.
But I think I grew up being like, I got to be a rock star.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the family we're in. But also it was kind of fueled by just, like, the age of millennial thinking and Disney and like, you can do whatever you want to do. And
right.
It's like, no, I can't. I can't. I can't be a center for the Lakers. Like I can be what God made me to be.
Right.
Right. So that this is like the thinking I'm coming around to
now.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
It's like, yeah, I mean, no, I can't be everything. I can't be anything. I can't be everything.
Right.
Like I was like, yeah, I want to be an orthopedic surgeon. That's why I went into college thinking I'm going to do cell molecular biology. Can't even spell it. So part of it was like, okay, you know what? I might have to be an entrepreneur. So then like, I'm good with my hands. I can do construction. These are the things that God, these are the gifts God gave me. I love doing it. This is what I've been made to do. So not like there is every single aspect of like within like the Christian body of like, God made a plumber. God also created a king. So there are these kings that rule over like all these other people and they have different callings from God. But then there's also like the guy who literally cleaned your bathroom.
Right.
So I think a lot about that of like there is Michael Jr. actually had like great comedian. He wrote a good book. It was like a kid's book talking about the parts of a car. Like, well, this car is not going to work without the windshield wipers, without the engine, without the wheels. Like all these things have to work together.
Yeah, totally.
So understanding that, I actually think maybe 20, 30 years ago, that was an attack on like what God had created our society to be. Because now we all are being very individualistic of like, oh, I need to do something great or I need to be or that. But then now we're so isolated and now it's completely on me to be this great thing. And that's just not, that's not the reality of like the kingdom, I think. But
no, that's such a good point because I think also like you're saying, it's like, yeah, God made a plumber, God made a king. And with both is completely different forms of responsibility.
Right.
Because it's like, I would take the plumber over the king any day.
Yes.
Because it's
but
like,
who's going to be plumber king?
Who's going to be the king of the plumbers? You, Levi.
You are plumber king.
You have found your calling, my boy.
If I must.
But it's cool. It's like,
take up
you
your
know,
mop.
If you're capable, take up your mop
take
and
up
follow
your monkey
me.
Wrench.
And follow me. Pull up your pants and follow me.
Pull down your
comedy.
When you feel the wind. but it's true because it's like with power comes responsibility, and so with like different scales Spider-Man? Of yeah.
Spider-Man.
Is that where that's from?
Yeah. That is.
I am with great I power actually comes great. I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought it was from the Bible.
That's a Bob Smiley joke.
Second is Spider-Man.
It, yeah, Bob Smiley has a joke about that.
Wait, what is the joke?
Just that, like people will quote things Smiley. Like it's from the Bible.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That yeah.
And that is one of them.
That is one of them.
With great power comes really great responsibility.
Funny. I mean, it sounds that's like hilarious. It would be.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's funny. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think yeah,
definitely I have definitely felt that like yeah. Oh, I need to do something great. Yeah. That was when I was like, I'm going to be a doctor and everyone's going to think I'm amazing.
Right.
But now I'm like, I'm not like that at all.
Yeah.
I'm very, very content with being the guy who renovates my parents' house.
Yes.
Really, I am.
No, yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's good.
It is good. It's also freeing because it's like, maybe God didn't create this burden for me.
Right.
Right? This was created, I mean, in our family, for Dad, for sure. Like, he had the burden of... like supporting all of us, and then through like his obedience to God, he's gotten a kid who can renovate his entire house, like a son who can set up anything camera related,
a daughter he can give money to,
a daughter he can give money to and send merch out to, and Jackson. So it's like all these great things have come from his obedience.
Correct. a son, I mean, Burn. My dad can play the saxophone.
Oh, yeah, baby.
2, 3, 4.
Did you bring it?
Yeah, I brought it.
Did you? Really okay, two questions. Did you bring it? And did you bring it?
Did you bring it? And can you bring it?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
The less you speak, the better. The less you speak, the better. Point that mic down.
That was an incredible segue. Now we're going to do a saxophone playing by Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, turn it down.
Tap the mic. I don't know which one you are.
Check, check. Up, right? 2, 3.
That's broken. Now keep going.
I gotta go.
The reed's all jacked up.
It takes a little bit. It's not like you can just go straight in.
No, take
now
your time.
Now we're here.
Take your time.
That tough.
Yep.
Put the microphone down.
You got this.
You got it.
This pissed me off.
You can't
say that word.
You can't say piss. People hate that word.
You are. You are good. No.
You got it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. No.
You can't stop there. You can't stop there. You can't stop here.
I can't do this.
Just play something on YouTube and we'll act like it's. And then the 2,000 people who watch on YouTube will know, but not at all.
No, it takes
a bit.
No, it
sounds
2, 3, 4.
Just keep trying. Keep trying.
All right.
Here, let me trust this.
Yeah,
I thought this was so.
We'll do some background.
Here's some background music for it.
Good.
That was pretty solid.
That was awesome.
I can do the Incredibles theme song.
Yes.
Too.
Please.
Let me.
You got it. We
you
see
it,
where
you
it's
it.
Going.
Just keep going.
2, 3.
You know what?
I just want a disclaimer that this is a very old and rusted saxophone.
Where did you even find that?
That's the cork. And if anyone who plays a saxophone knows that when the cork looks like this, it's virtually unplayable.
Hey, shout out Gavin Blakely, who lent this to me in, I think, 11th grade. And he said, I'll ask for it back whenever I need it. And then I've not seen him since. So if you want your saxophone back, you don't know where to find me. There
yeah,
you go.
I got a little
there
bit of
go.
That.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I kind of heard
you
some of it, kind of.
No, that's killer.
That was awesome.
How long have you been playing?
For sure.
15 years.
like a month.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's really easy.
I feel like you've gotten into music a lot more recently, like playing piano and...
Yeah, he's playing piano and guitar
and saxophone.
He also
belts it out. He sings a ton.
He does.
You do sing all the time.
Yeah. I hear you in the shower all the time.
It's bold. I don't sing in public.
Just whatever. I was just blessed with an angelic voice.
with a voice of velvet. Anyways, I really don't. Yeah, please don't make me sing.
God, hey, you guys know how I get.
Oh, dude, the funniest thing in the world is making one of your friends like legitimately sing to you. Like,
have you ever done that?
Like, Jackson, figure out a song real quick and legit sing it.
No.
Like, not being funny or anything.
No, I can't. That's an impossible task.
Yes.
No.
We should do that.
Wait, Levi should start because I heard him singing a song, well, a recording, and he's been,
don't make me sing.
You've
don't
been
make
me sing. Holding out on us for so long.
Yeah,
and honestly,
we knew that. We knew
rude.
That.
I don't. Dance.
Don't dance.
I know you can. Not a chance. If you can do this, then I can do that, but I don't hit it out of the park.
But for real, like, you should use your real singing voice.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Oh my gosh.
Can you pull up karaoke of that?
Oh.
And you have to sing it like and actually try.
This is a horrible thing.
This is really good.
This is a good segment.
None of you will do it.
This is a really good segment.
No, you won't do it. You won't do it. I won't do
it. We have to do it.
I'm not doing it. I will leave.
Hey, but.
Wait, shut up, dude. No, I can do it. Wait, hold on.
Man, that was.
I literally am imagining myself doing it. And it's just.
Whoa.
Dead.
Okay, you're giving
it's
me
Mr. Steel, your girl.
A little flat.
Whoa.
Okay, so.
We have to give me a beer.
All right. Okay.
Focus.
Let me like it like that.
Let's give the ears a
break. Right.
Break.
Yes. Nice. Pull up Halo karaoke, please.
Halo?
How about we all do the same song, okay?
I don't want to do this.
This will be so good.
No part of me wants to do
I'm really excited.
Please stop singing Halo.
Not the Halo soundtrack.
That's not
all right, all right, all right. I got it.
Here we go.
Not the Halo soundtrack.
You said
Levi.
Halo, dude.
I'm up.
This is ridiculous.
I'm up.
Levi's up. You should probably do Halo 2. We're going to have to cut out like an hour of this.
All right, who's next?
That was really good, actually.
That actually cured my headache.
Yeah, that was actually a lot longer than I thought it was going to be.
That 34 seconds?
Yeah. Yes. Felt like an eternity.
You're doing Halo?
No, you
Nobody
are.
Nobody is doing this. I can't do this.
You're going to give me another Halo, flying a bird.
You just
like
have to
eagle,
do
eagle.
30 seconds. We'll just do the same song.
Can I do
it.
30 seconds is
It'll
a lot.
Okay, 15.
Can we do Tears for Fears? Everybody wants to rule the world.
No.
No.
Jackson sing.
Or it has to be an
sing,
Adele.
No, I got it. Jackson sing Ben Platt waving through a window. No,
okay,
no,
yes.
Waving through a window.
I like that.
Can anybody see?
Jackson,
is anybody
what do you have
waving?
To lose? You've already been canceled.
When you're falling in a forest,
they're
going to
cancel me again.
Jackson,
so what are we doing?
Do it.
Take it away.
I don't know. I've forgot the words.
Don't tell me to do whatever.
Do a karaoke song.
I've learned to slam on
Why
the brick.
Why are we doing this?
Go.
This is
go.
Because
my
it's a
before
challenge.
I even turn the key.
I would love to, but my stomach hurts.
I think
so
we're all the same
I don't,
person.
I think I'm...
No, that is false.
Hey, but here's the thing.
We have to do it. It's just not do possible. It.
Wait, why do we have to do this?
Here's the thing,
because it's very funny to make someone sing in their legit voice.
No, it's bad.
Let's
chat
here just for a second.
Let's chat.
I don't even want to listen to you guys do it either.
What?
I want you to look in my
eyes. What's going on?
Because I want you to look in my eyes.
Wait, shut up. My, like, when you said that, and you said that I had to sing a song on the spot, my stomach started to hurt. What's going on?
Mine does that. Mine
I'm nervous.
Mine is hurting,
It makes
too.
Me nervous.
Why don't you pay someone? BetterHelp. Wait, what's the Christian one?
Patreon.
Christian Mingle. What's the one?
But actually, instead of therapy, we just go into relationship.
Dad reps it.
Christian counseling.
Yes. Faithful counsel. Does your heart sink whenever your brother asks you to sing, legitimately sing into his eyes?
I'm not doing this.
Faithful counsel.
Is that a song?
Faithful counsel. It could be.
All right, ready. Two, three, four.
You gotta be faithful. Whoa.
You guys ruined the segment.
You really ruined the segment. This could have been a great.
You took the segment and you just
killed it.
You murdered it.
Oh no! No, we can't do something I didn't want to do in the first place.
Okay, well you guys got to do it first.
Tragic.
Do you ever feel like nobody is there?
Okay.
You don't know how bad.
Do you ever feel forgotten in the middle of nowhere?
You don't know how much I love seeing.
Do you ever feel like you would disappear, like you could fall, and no one would hear?
All they see is gone.
Let that feeling wash away. We see his light. I'm doing a duet. So.
All right, here we go.
All right, who's doing it?
All right.
Oh, I mean, I got it. If no one's going
to
sing, I'll literally sing this entire podcast.
Yeah, we know. We can tell.
It has to be real. It has to be real.
This has been real.
It has to be good.
Learn to slam on the brick before I even turn the key. Before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me, give them no reason to stare.
Oh my god!
No slipping up with you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Jackson
so
loves it. Take it over.
Good.
Step out of the sun because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass. I'm waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I went around for an answer to appear while I'm watching me pull past. I'm waving through a window.
All right.
Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
This is really good.
I'm feeling it now.
Come on, all three.
This is so good.
We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise. And no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you learn. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass. I'm waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving?
When you fall in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound?
When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Like I never make a sound. Oh!
the outside, always looking in. Will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass. I'm waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I watch, watch, watching people pass. I'm waving through a window.
All right, I think we got it.
Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Actually, this is
right. Is anybody waving? 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 Whoa!
This episode of the Tim Hawkins Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain's getting in its own way? Oh yeah, I sure do. Taming my brain is like taming a wild animal. Just making simple decisions is a challenge, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Well, therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, therapy that is, and how to set boundaries. You know, it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major emotional trauma. It's for everyone. Now, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's awesome. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Hawkins.
I think we can restart that segment. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go. All right, perfect. This will be literally the whole podcast just starts us singing.
When you're falling, does that sound good or no? There's nobody around.
No, it did.
Do you ever really crash? I mean, or even make
when
a
Spencer
sound?
Was singing Luke alone, I could really hear him, so it did sound good. When everyone was singing, I couldn't really hear who was, you know.
But you could feel it.
But I could feel it.
That's when you could feel it.
You what? What?
Yeah. B-Man just heard the singing and none of the music. So
he's never heard that song before.
I did in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's pretty good.
Wow. Good job, you guys.
Little chills. That's a great song.
You're just holding your talents back from all of us.
Yeah, but it's that deep inner.
I mean, but I have to be
like,
a handyman. I don't have time to have my singing career pain. Be amazing. We've already talked about this.
That I feel whenever somebody asks me to sing in public.
But then when you do it.
Because it's very uncomfortable.
How do you feel now?
It's very vulnerable.
Huh?
Once you were doing it. You
like
know.
75.
Take your shirt off, Levi.
75% of what. Nah, I got.
That's how they make you feel. Take your shirt off.
That's for
Luke's eyes only.
Why is that?
Car simulator. What?
Oh, yeah.
Which part?
No, I think I might know. But like, is it that way for you if like you're singing in front of people?
Me?
Yeah, does it make you more nervous to sing in front of people
Luke
than do anything else?
Oh, I like doing stuff.
He loves it.
Do you?
Remember the groom's dinner?
No.
Oh, he literally sang a song on the guitar. He nailed it, and I had to walk out.
It was amazing.
I was like, I used to feel too uncomfortable with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You did.
I was like,
it was beautiful.
But I like that stuff. Have you seen the guy? He's a TikToker, and he goes up to famous people he sees in the street and goes, can I sing for you?
Oh,
yeah, no, oh, just immediately.
I really hate that.
Awesome. No, I don't care
how good he is. Dumb
no, no, he's not good. And he's in on the joke.
That's really funny.
And he goes up to people. He'll go. Who did he go up to the other day? He went up to the guy from Hunger Games, the short one.
Josh Hutcherson.
He goes up to him and he goes, can I sing for you? And the celebrities don't know what to do because they try to be nice. But this guy.
I've seen that video.
Man, seeing what people look like now is the worst.
Yeah, find it on your phone, Big Luke.
He's saying some.
I don't have
really
a
dumb.
Oh, my phone's there.
It's like the song they keep doing edits of Josh Hutcherson or whatever Hutcherson. Yeah. And then he sang that song to him.
Yeah, I think that's been always though. Like singing has been the one thing.
Nah, I used
we
to
should,
like recitals,
we should sing
though.
A song from.
I have no problem with it.
From Dad's first or second album.
Oh
the Tim Tuna Fish one.
Yep, which one? Because I love
sandwich.
All of them.
Real high.
jump.
I was singing one the other day.
The Oh, I Love You Father is always stuck in my head.
Oh, I Love You Father.
Yeah, that's a good one.
La, la, la,
there was
la la, 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 that one's like stuck la, in my head every day. La, 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 I love it.
Yeah.
But anyways.
What was the one? I was singing one of them the other day.
Oh. Have you guys ever heard this song?
That's actually a real song.
I came here with a headache, really like and the headache just keeps
I have a headache too. It's
growing.
Getting worse. Oh, man.
It just grows.
Hey, this feels like when your buddies get together it. And you're like, we should all start a podcast. And yeah. That's kind of like the equivalent where it's just like,
I just what are you saying?
It? Listen.
I'm just saying.
No, like, what words you saying? Like, I don't understand the word you're saying.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Understand the words coming out of my mouth?
No, 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 no. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. What did you? Oh. Hey.
Big Z.
Hi.
Well, yeah. Luke failed. That's okay.
Oh, well. It happens.
Oh, thank you.
Man. Well.
What time are we at?
We're like 45 minutes.
Oh, all right.
I feel like if we
got 45 minutes plus, we're probably at the beginning of some kind.
We probably have 30
I don't think
minutes
we should cut anything.
No, that we sang for so long.
And
so long.
I think someone cursed and said piss. Cut that.
Oh.
No, we're still going.
Oh, yeah, we're still going.
What are we at?
45 minutes.
Beautiful. Wow. Let's.
I have a whooping headache.
No,
we're still good.
You gotta give the
people
100 listeners.
This is B Man's way of being like, please let me go home.
Can I go home? He literally came over, smashed a Chick-fil-A sandwich, rummaged through the pantry, and was like, "Can we go already?" I already ate.
That's awesome. That's how I do that. I've done that with so many people.
I'm really happy that you feel comfortable doing
that. Yeah, that's honestly.
We should talk about that. Do any of you do that?
I feel 100% comfortable. Every house I go to, I look through
the fridge. So this is what I did with my current wife's family when we were dating in high school.
Your current wife?
My current wife.
Yeah.
My second wife. I don't know if it'll be the same way, but my
the next
my
one might
wife,
not.
She. I used to go over to their house or her parents' house in high school. And I would drink from the milk jug.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And like just rummage through. Not like, no, I wouldn't put my mouth on it, but I would like, you know, waterfall it in.
That is funny that we all do that.
Well, you know who does that?
Well, Dad does that.
I do that. Me, Tim Hawkins.
I don't know. I've never gotten like, no one's ever gotten mad about it.
I don't know what he, I've never,
so I just keep doing it.
I haven't seen his stand up in a while.
Here's one thing though.
Yeah.
Is
better be one thing.
It's not one thing, but there's like, we definitely grew up with like anybody come over at all times.
Open door policy.
Doors unlocked.
It's never locked.
Doors unlocked. Pantries unlocked. And not everybody's like that. And that I
but
think.
But sometimes pantry is locked.
Sometimes pantry.
Pantry locked. House unlocked.
At this house?
I'm joking. A pantry's never been locked.
I'm joking. Yeah.
That's true.
I'm joking.
But like some people, I don't know. Some people are just not that way, which is fine. And I didn't realize that until I went to somebody's house who's like, I went to a friend's house in middle school and it's not a go and get whatever you want from the pantry type of house.
I mean, it should be.
It should be.
100%. Yeah.
Every house should be.
What would be the reservation of a kid coming over and eating your food?
Yeah. I don't know.
Go get a glass of water.
But also, this is also something.
I'll get you one.
This was the most
in
like.
The face.
This is a bit more like that. The first was like a little bit more subtle. Like we had to ask his mom to get anything from the pantry.
Say the name. You know what?
I'm not gonna
say their name.
Can't. How old were you?
I was in middle school.
Okay.
But at the same house, and this is like at that
What's
one.
Their
was,
address.
That's one I was fine with. But we like as a family, we don't wait like to pray before dinner. We'll eat, and then whenever.
Yo, don't be spilling our dirty.
Yo, but hey,
like
but hey,
but
here's the thing, and that was something that I also didn't realize was like a major thing in other households.
Right. Yeah,
and I just started.
Yeah, true.
You know
in
what?
The same
that's
house,
such a good point.
You just
yeah.
lost us 5% of our fans.
But
now
hey,
we're only gonna have 95 listeners.
Shut your mouth. No, but like,
shut your mouth.
There, because even going over to like Luke's family stuff, like nobody eats until they pray.
Yeah,
and
which
I'm
is
like
wild.
Halfway through my plate.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're like,
I never
let's
even
pray.
Knew that.
I'm
yeah,
like,
mom,
what?
Mom, we'll finish a meal, and mom's like, oh, let's pray.
No. It wouldn't even be like that. It's while we're eating, she's like, thank you, Jesus, for spaghetti. Amen. Which is fine. I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, I love
who
it.
Cares?
But like, yeah, this same house that I was at where we had to ask to give stuff from the pantry, it was like, I ate some part of the food, and everyone else was sitting there with their hands on the table just looking at it.
I feel like I know who this is just by you.
Wait, hold on. Will Skaggs.
No. Will's, no.
Oh
my God.
Did I know?
Levi, that's 100% what I was going to say.
Did I know?
100%. Yeah, how?
Let's go.
Wait, hold on. I kid you not, I knew Josh. Immediately. Okay, you can hear that.
Oh, heck yeah. That's Grant and Josh Sanders. I could see that. But their dad was a giant.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
That's wild. I went to his house.
You can
once.
Just tell. You can just tell.
I went to his house one time.
You can tell that they're like not open pantry.
You can see it in his face.
In his nose.
You can see it in his teeth.
That's why you make friends with open pantry people.
Yeah, open pantry people.
It's a picture of who they are as people.
That's pretty good.
Open pantry people.
Yeah.
Just good people.
It just
great people.
I mean, and that's the only experience I've ever had where it was like that. But you know,
the best is like, okay, so Luke's parents, they have like three pantries, kind of like they have three spots of food. So it's like, I could go to one spot. If there's no snackies there, I go to the next spot. There's no snackies there. You know, it's just the best. There's, it's like you're
now I'm rummaging around underneath
surprises.
Luke's parents' bed.
But yeah, then it's like,
that's the best spot to look for snacks.
Looking for some chocolate covered almonds.
I think that might be one of my favorite feelings is going into a house and knowing immediately that like it's whatever you're doing, like you're it's just chill. Like, and it feels like you know all the rules walking into the house.
That's how I feel in a trap house. Whenever I come across a meth house,
I know exactly where
to
go.
I know exactly where the meth is.
Wait, okay, question. Yep. When you guys were young, right?
Right.
Did you guys have like family dinners? And by family dinner, I mean not just your mom made food and you grabbed it off the counter. Like you sat down at a table.
Yeah.
And you put it in
like
the middle.
Day.
Yeah.
Almost, and then what was that dynamic? Or what was like the manners that were expected at that table?
First thing to happen was Levi was tied to his chair because he always would get
No. That was the last thing before everybody left. And
right.
Then
and then he would get
hour.
Strapped to the chair later on. What was
that
the,
might
let's
be why
see.
I have an unhealthy relationship with food.
Oh my gosh. Faithful counsel. Don't know why you have
I got
unhealthy
strapped to the chair too.
I do too.
You're not cool.
But mine was almost every night. Because I wouldn't eat all the food, so mom would tie me to the chair.
Wait. Are you joking?
No.
Oh, yeah,
this is real?
No, yeah. We got tied to the chair.
Did you never get tied to the chair?
What are you talking about? What are you guys talking about? You getting tied to the chair?
I would not
like
finish my food.
Normal?
I would refuse to finish my food.
Refuse.
So mom would tie us to the chair until we ate it. We couldn't do anything until we ate it.
Are you joking?
You didn't get bludgeoned in the back of the head with a stick and you didn't eat your ravioli?
And I wish it was ravioli.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
It'd be a family hog tie.
No,
not hog tie.
No, it'd be like a few belts.
Yeah,
you
a belt.
They belted you.
Yeah,
so it would be like Levi's Kuxul wand belts for you.
That's true.
Guys, because you don't know. How, I've never met anyone that got tied.
You've
to
never
a
been
chair.
Belted.
He'd get up and run around. He wouldn't sit down and eat.
Well,
I would.
And then after a while, I just wouldn't eat.
I'll just put it.
I would always hide mine in the trash can.
Okay, wait.
I would always eat my food because I'm a good boy, and you guys all stink.
So wait. When did that start? You're the oldest.
When did that start? It happened
since Texas. Since I was like
pretty early
three.
And did you know someone else that?
I don't remember. I don't remember you ever getting
mom or dad. I'm sure
there were only a few times.
I think you were in a high chair that has a strap so you don't fall out. But this dude was like in a regular chair, 3-4 years old, strapped with a belt because he would just take a bike, run around,
dude.
Yeah, I was also, we were living in
Denver. No one 10. Cares, dude. No one even remembers.
Hey, but also, the last time I got strapped to it.
No.
I'm kidding, dude. If you leave, I'll...
I've had enough of this.
Dude, sing me a song.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
Just use it as an excuse to go pee or something. He goes to the kitchen, straps himself to the chair, eats.
Oh, we should have strapped
him
to the chair.
Jackson, get back here.
Jackson?
Jackson! Don't take
it. It's okay. He has his belt out.
Okay, wait. Oh so, God. Okay, you get strapped to the chair.
Yeah, no, it was...
Okay, so anyways, that was a joke.
What was?
When we would... Okay, so there wasn't really a ritual...
That wasn't a joke. I did get strapped to the chair.
No. But going back to... Going back to his original question.
Oh, yeah.
what would usually happen is we've never really had rituals. Okay. There's never really been a set way of doing things in our family, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you.
It's just, hold on. But we never really had the same, we didn't have like repeating meals or like favorite meals that were made.
Random.
Or like a specific time we would eat.
Yeah.
Or specific people or place or it would never, so there's things. Not like,
there's no,
when people ask me like, what's your favorite thing that your mom makes? Probably now that I think about it, it's like biscuits and gravy. Because that was like the most consistent good stuff. Also the tacos. But for the most part, I think she was always just like trying new stuff. I remember a lot of trying new meals. Which is kind of, now looking back,
I talked to her about that.
How?
I know. How did she think?
I don't know.
She's a wizard. I like, once I find something I can make, I'm like, okay, this is the thing.
This is good for the next week.
Like, I don't really branch out.
We were talking about that. I talked to her about that last week because she was making something. She was like, how did you like the thing? And I was like, good, but can you make this one again? Because I like this one. And she goes, she had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, she doesn't follow a recipe.
I was like, you don't make the same food twice.
Yeah.
And she's like,
yeah, I do.
She's like, and then she's like, well, she didn't say that, but she actually agreed. She's like, yeah, I don't. She goes, that was what I was thinking about. She's like, every time I make dinner, the hardest thing is figuring out an idea. I go, just pick like one of the ones you've already done.
Yeah,
pick 20 and rotate.
She's made every recipe ever.
She really did. Yeah. I think she has.
Yeah.
I don't,
she probably just goes off feel.
Oh, well,
I think it's just whatever is
she
at, in the house.
She's just like whatever she's feeling. Okay, so you don't have like a set 6:30 p.m. because your dad's traveling.
I mean, we have a set procedure of how dinner goes.
Okay,
but
so who sets the table? Is it
whoever's around?
What do you mean sets the table?
You don't set the table?
Who's in yell radius?
Yeah.
What do you mean by set the table?
I mean, you put, okay.
That's true.
I mean, you get, okay, so it's my night as a child to set the table. I put down 7 plates. I put a napkin. I fold it to the right
every
of
night?
The plate. Every night?
No, not every night. Every night you're picked?
Every night I'm picked.
Yeah.
Depends what chore I have.
It's not every night.
Maybe
but
I
this
have
happened every night in your home?
100%.
Okay.
So then you put the napkin folded on the right side of the plate with the knife facing inward, the pointy, and then you had a spoon next to it with a fork on the other side.
Yeah, we understand etiquette. We just didn't do it.
And
oh,
then,
no, we don't.
Oh,
no, he doesn't know
you
this.
Might. I don't know what this is.
No, but then, and then it's like, I got to set the table. Then Jacob was responsible for like getting water.
Okay.
So he would fill all the, and
okay,
then
we kind of had that.
So what was like your
sometimes
procedure?
Yeah.
And then did you have like, everyone did dishes or you had like a dishes night?
We had dish nights, and then sometimes we didn't for like month spurts.
Yeah.
And then we get like, then we get yelled at and then we do it again.
Yeah.
But okay, but
staring at me or you're asleep.
Oh, I was staring down. I was like, why did Jackson leave?
Oh, he just,
I mean,
I don't know.
Does he not want to do it or does he feel like we're talking about things that were before his life?
I don't know.
Cause his life is definitely different than ours. Jack!
That's true. Jackson!
Text him or something.
It's fine.
Well, because I just think that's interesting because I've spent time with you guys and it's just interesting to see your
We did have like when we would sit down, we'd usually do like,
hey, he's back.
We would do like, what's your good thing, bad thing?
Oh, that's a good
one. That's true.
Well,
okay, that is true.
Yeah. Well, here's and I might miss some things or forget some, but the general procedure of a night would be like dinner-ish time. Sometimes later, sometimes whatever.
What's a dinner-ish time?
Anytime past 5:30. Anytime when it's dark outside, it was dinner time.
When the cow moves thrice.
So it would be anywhere from like 5:30 to 9:30, we'd have dinner.
Wait, 5:30 to 9:30?
Yeah.
We would have, yeah.
We'd have late dinners. Okay. Yeah. And then, I mean, that late dinners were more when we were all in high school. But we'd have like a 5:30 to 9:30, there would be a yell of dinner. And then 45 minutes later,
but
dinner
you
would
don't,
happen.
You don't respond until the
okay,
third
yes.
yell.
This is a theory, and I've told people, but it's like, how many yells until you answer?
It depends on
three.
How I'm feeling.
The rule is yell, respond, no response, yell again,
respond
again, no response, walk upstairs. That was my experience.
Mine was yell, answer.
So three yells.
You'd have three.
Because then I'd know it was serious.
You
oh, that was on the initial. If there was a re-yell, like if there was like another yell, then it would be like.
Because I think there was like a reaction yell, and then I'd be like, oh, she doesn't actually need me.
To get it's Jackson like upstairs, mom just uses like the intercom system.
Jackson, please go upstairs. Your cereal's ready.
Your cereal. Yeah.
No, but it was.
Lord Jackson.
Well, that's a good.
In your robe.
That's a good point because there is the who's around me yell,
yeah,
where your name might not be specific towards you. It might just be who can I call on for this particular
task?
So
then it goes through all the names.
So then it goes through, and if it's like a call again, then you would respond.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so you eat dinner.
So 5:30 to 9:30 would be the dinner range.
I feel like we're like all like maids in like a house, like a manor or something. Like we're down in the basement.
Yeah.
We must be summoned.
In your quarters.
Yeah, we get the ring, the bell.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, so then you have the dinner yell, and then dad dinner yell was most of the time when we would like come up and we would actually have dinner. Yeah, hey, God,
hey,
come on,
I'm serious.
Come on, got dinner,
kid.
Yeah,
listen to your mother.
So we'd have that, and then it'd be a stack of plates, a dish of food on the stove, and you just kind of plate it up.
Oh, so it's not fancy. Like you don't have it all spread out on the table.
Sometimes,
it's all, like,
but not.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
It was just always kind of up in the air.
So like I'm curious actually too. Did you have like set, like Tuesday was like taco night, Wednesday was spaghetti?
No, but there were definitely repeats.
Yeah.
For sure. Like my mom would get in some sort of, this is what I make. Cause she grocery shopped for the week or sometimes for 2 weeks.
Wow.
But every night it was either like, it was at least four dishes. So it was a meat, a vegetable, some sort of like starch, and always rolls, bread. And then we'd have milk.
So starch and starch.
Yeah, double starch. We were very firm believers in the food pyramid.
That sounds great.
Yeah, but like every night for sure. It's just interesting to see other people's, how they grow up. Cause like,
well, there's definitely,
was that your whole life or did it go in phases?
Whole life.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great. That's like dedication.
Like every day. That's because we were all homeschooled. Same. So like every day, right? Like we wouldn't, my mom wouldn't make us all breakfast, did more, you like help yourself, but my mom would make us lunch.
Yo, yo.
For sure. And then, she would make us lunch and dinner every day.
Wow. You got
and
lunch
my dad,
too?
My dad and packed his lunch every single day since they've been married.
That's adorable.
Keegan!
Yeah, mom would normally make lunch for, she'd always make lunch for anyone who's around.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, we get married. You know, and Luke has a mother.
Imagine that.
Who's packed his lunch, you know. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what? And he's like, what's for dinner? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me call my mom. I'll ask what she's making.
And how's that going? Do you love it now?
Now I'm good. Yeah. Now I really, like, I cook dinner most
I feel
nights.
Like it's nice.
Or he will or whatever.
So
it is nice.
Because you're becoming a... Like your kids are old enough to like, you know, they're going to remember stuff now.
Yeah.
So do you have you guys?
I didn't even think of that. I got to take this hat off.
Do you have like things that you had in your childhood that you're like, I'm going to continue to do this? Like how we eat food? Because for me, it's important. It was important for us to have family time as like dinner because that's when everyone could come
together.
That's
a great question. Is there something that I'm carrying over from my childhood to my kids?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And this
it's hard. Yeah. I have such a huge array of things to choose from, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there would be times of consistency, but like with mom's cancer, that threw a whole wrench in everything. Yeah. And then with dad traveling more, that threw a whole wrench into stuff. And then him working nights and then him delivering groceries. So it's like, there are these times I remember where it's like pretty much all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the consistent thing I would bring over for like that from my childhood to my kids now is open door policy. Mm. Bring over whoever you want. Let us know ahead of time. Facilitating friends and inviting friends and their friends to Christmas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I
think
that
was really, really great.
Having like a lot of different families over for
that's very unique.
Cool. Yeah.
That's very unique.
I think, well, that was one thing.
We have neighbors over.
Yeah.
Our family
like a guy
time,
that they sold a car to came to Thanksgiving a year or two ago. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. But it was always like, it was our family time was never exclusive just to our family, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like,
true.
To the immediate family. Like,
the only time it was, though, I'll point out real quick, you're right. But like our family time is watching a show together.
Oh,
that's why we quote so much, I think. So like watching The Office, we're all watching it together. We're laughing. We're talking about it. We're quoting it, whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, I have noticed that now that I get older, because my wife, her family, their family time is standing around the island until it's way past bedtime, just talking. And then for me, it was like, I got to take a lap. This is too much talking.
Yeah.
And whatever. But now slowly I've built up of like, this is actually probably maybe a little bit better.
You're not. Yeah,
I feel like we did. Yeah. We kind of just... We also did have it was a lot of variety. I think that was
a lot of variety.
Yeah. The biggest thing is like that I like, I don't know, consistency. The consistency was the inconsistency, I think. Wherein
that's true.
There's variety all the time in what we do. And I think there's like, I think what we're talking about the dinners that we had, that's probably just a basis on what we did for the longest period of time. But even in that, there was like most of the time it was very different. Like most of the time, like not everybody was home. So we would just do it differently. So it kind of just be like a mixed match of like,
it's random.
Yeah. We're a little bit random and a little bit like, that was the kind of fun bit, you know, but then we would have like, we'd watch shows and like, we'd always really travel together too.
Yeah.
So it's like, we'd spend a lot of time together.
Jack, what do you remember?
Yeah.
Give us some stuff that you, what do you remember as like a kid with all of us in the house? Or now
all of us in the house.
Yeah. Think back to that.
I don't know.
What would you have been like? 7, 8?
1. I don't really remember a time.
Really?
Everyone being in the house, no.
Do you not really?
At Dardine, you don't
remember? I mean, kind of. Like, holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Because how old are you when Spencer left?
8.
For school. Okay, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're little.
Yep. Yeah, baby.
That's about as far back as I remember.
Yeah. I remember back to being like 4, probably.
I remember back to probably about 3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember like everything or just random events from that age?
Bits and pieces.
I can remember, bits and pieces, but I can remember house layouts. And
I can remember pretty much everything.
Friends. And
everything?
Yeah, no.
A lot.
Most of what I remember is like...
Yep, same.
That's because you've eaten wheat when you have weren't
Stop
supposed
it,
to.
Dude.
For
Stop
23
it.
Years, your brain's broken. All right,
Stop
Jackson,
it, my brain
back.
Is... Yeah, it's probably broken.
I was going to say that... Like all my memories before like 10 or with Sean.
That's a good like, point.
That's kind of the only person I was ever with till like
that's awesome.
This year. So
that's nothing at all. I don't remember anything.
Not really with the fan. I didn't really do much with you guys.
I mean,
really?
You were so little. There was such a big gap, I feel like. So
yeah,
I get that.
I remember you'd come visit me at school when you were 2. There was like a book club at Living Word and I was in 5th grade. And you ran around 2 years old,
that's
curly head, walk around. There was a car. There was like a poster with Lamborghini on it. And you wanted it, so we got you a Lamborghini poster.
Nice.
It was a green Lamborghini Huracan.
Don't remember that at all.
Dang.
But
I remember one time Levi punched me in the mouth and knocked my tooth out.
Okay.
I remember one time Spencer shot me point blank in the chest with an airsoft gun.
All right.
Yeah, I remember one time Spencer said, get on mom and dad's bed and hold this pillow, and he shot me 3 times in the back.
Okay, everyone.
With an airsoft gun.
I do want to talk about this. Name times that I've hurt you.
One time.
Because
one time you threw.
Hold on. Can I get this out real quick or I'm going to freaking hurt you?
I've got a lot and we don't have that much time.
But yeah, I mean, thinking back on my life, not the greatest. But now seeing my firstborn do it to my secondborn, I know where it comes from. But yeah, what are some times that I
can only remember
hurt you?
Levi doing it.
Really?
Yeah,
One time
he threw a glass at my head. Oh. He wanted to send a Snapchat video to a girl.
Yeah,
I did do that.
Oh.
Not funny.
Pretty funny.
It was a full glass. It was a glass.
It was a full glass. Why did
he
was
do it in my head? And then, you on your Snapchat.
Well, it's because he eats wheat. He's not supposed to.
Yeah, my brain
now his brain's broken. All right. What are some times? Name a couple good ones.
One time we were down in the basement and we had like, our basement had like a movie theater type of thing. And so it was like a bunch of wood platforms with carpet over top of them. And you threw me head first into a corner of the wood.
I got to go.
Where you
legit?
Going? Where are you going? You got to go to school?
What's at school?
Oh, yeah. It's 7:45. School starts at 8:30 p.m.
Wait, what are you doing at school? It's like a
spirit week. At 8:30? Okay,
bye.
Spirit week.
All right. Well, good luck.
See you, buddy.
Have fun.
Yeah, you did that.
What about you, Liv?
I just remember getting shot a few times.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple. I did not hurt you that much.
No,
though. I was
didn't.
Very, very protective.
Yeah.
Luke, when was the time that I hurt you?
Emotionally?
Yeah,
emotionally.
No, but yeah, definitely beat up on Levi a lot. Regret a lot.
Yeah. Hey, that's, you know.
I mean.
Isn't that, didn't you guys do that? You did that with your brothers?
Oh,
I
beat the snot out of Jacob.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I could never. Like,
things.
Jacob peed on Luke's head one time.
That's awesome.
And we have been the Tim Hawkins Podcast. Thank you so much for...
Wait, can we exit?
Thank you so much for joining us this week once again. Please go on the timhawkins.net website. He's got a show, Blakely, Pennsylvania, March 1st, March 2nd, Erie, Pennsylvania, March 3rd, Dayton, Ohio, March 21st, Mansfield, Ohio. Those are all sold out. I don't know why I told you those, but go ahead and...
This is awesome. You hype up the podcast that. And dad's tour more than dad does.
Yeah, well, because I know how to sell this thing. Cameo, please like, review, subscribe. It does help the algorithm, guys, whatever that means. I just hear people say it. Love you. Peace. No reason to stare. No slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.